Hi there. The word for you today is uncovetousness. We've been talking about it for the last few days. Hebrews 13 verse 5 says, "Be content with such things as you have." If your goals are God-centered, He will help you to achieve them. But if you're asking Him for something just because your neighbor has it, you'll be disappointed. The Bible says in Psalm 84 verse 11, "No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." So when God withholds something from you, you need to trust Him. He knows what He's doing. God loves you too much to give you what you're not ready for, or can't handle, or doesn't fit into His plan for your life, or will end up draining your energies, hey, and maybe even destroying you. When you covet something, you make it essential to your happiness and beg God to give it to you. Do you know what you're doing? You're asking God to replace Himself with something you consider more important than Him. And when you do that, God may allow you to experience the consequences that Israel suffered in the wilderness. He gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Don't reach the end of your life only to look back with regret on a shattered marriage, children who've gone astray, a blighted conscience, or the pain of realizing you missed out on God's best. You know what? Our problem isn't that we don't want God. It's that we do want God, plus a house by the lake, an impressive career, a perfect spouse, or whatever catches your fantasy. That's why Jesus said in Luke 12, verse 15, "Take heed and beware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Life is not built on things. It's built on relationships. And the first relationship you need to work on is your relationship with God.